What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
216-474-0092. All right, so let's dig a little deeper into Monday night's game, Ohio State against Notre Dame. And, you know, I think when I look at this, I thought it was interesting that Tim said he thought it was going to come down to offense. Ohio State's defense has been so good. I'm just trying to remember back. The last time they gave up significant points in any game all season long, you have to go back to the Oregon loss where they gave up 32 points. Otherwise, it's 17, 13, nothing, 7, 15, 10, 17, 21 against Oregon again the second time around.
So you're telling 14. Me that's good, huh?
Well, their defense has been so good inside the red zone. And, you know,
it's pretty phenomenal how good they've been, like, in goal line situations, too.
It's amazing. And, you know, even go back on the other side of the loss, they'd only given up, Iowa, Michigan State, and Marshall, that's 28 points, and then 6 to Akron, and they shut out Western Michigan early in the season. And so, I mean, the defense has just been simply outstanding all season, you know, with the exception of the Oregon game, where, although you still had, you know, when the offense puts the defense in a bad position to give up points, that's another point. But that doesn't matter. Like a lot of people want to look at that scoop and score, and
they had a first and goal from the one.
Yeah, it's Lathan Ransom.
You got to the fourth down.
It was the tackle for loss on the play before it.
It was the bad call by Texas.
Yeah,
to run wide.
Is it a bad call or was it a great defensive play? I mean,
it was both.
If you're a Texas fan, you're like, what were they thinking?
It was both.
How far? They only had to go forward, right? So you look at that. Ohio State's defense has been so good. And, you know, it should be. When you look at all the veterans they have, and I say that from the collegiate standpoint, guys that came back and wanted to be a part of this thing for another season. And, you know, Sawyer became the poster boy last week. And he has been for the last couple of weeks. Let's face it. I mean, the guy's from Central Ohio. It's just... He has been everything that every kid that grows up in Ohio that wants to play for Ohio State, and they run around in the backyard with their jersey on, and I am this guy, I am this guy. That's what Jack Sawyer became last week with the scoop and score. Now, how long will your memory last on that? It'll last a real long time if they beat Notre Dame.
That's a decades-long memory. That was an unbelievable play. One's not going away.
And the caveat always, that was his roommate at one point, right?
Yes.
So I look at that. I look at Ohio State's defense, and I'm just wondering. I also, you know, how do you get Jeremiah Smith the ball? Because you know, they figured out something last week that no one else has been able to really do all season long. And, you know, they were able to contain him. But when you got a Mecca Buka on the other side and you've got other options if you're Ohio State that, you know, you don't have to rely on Smith. But, man, he is such a game changer. And, you know, we were talking to Jim Tressel yesterday, and I kept thinking about – true freshman game changers. You know, Maurice Claret was that guy. And now we'll say Jeremiah Smith was that guy too. And didn't even have to be.
Hard to argue with that.
It didn't have to be the guy to beat Texas. That's the other part of it. So I think this is going to be a thrilling game on Monday. I heard some people talk blowout. I don't see it. Notre Dame's come too far to just completely run out of gas. But, you know, Ohio State still has to do what they need to do. And the other fear I have, too, is somebody who was there and sat in the stands for that game against Miami when everyone in the world thought Miami was going to win that game, and no one thought Ohio State was going to win that national championship back in 2002. And somehow, some way, you know, guys like Matt Wilhelm stepped up and Dustin and those guys stepped up and made some amazing plays. And in some ways, you may say overachieved against a high-powered Miami offense that everyone thought was going to win by 14 or 21 points in that game. And yet Jim Tressel had those guys ready, and they won a championship. You can sit here and argue all you want about the pass interference call in that national championship, but they played four quarters before they got to that, and Miami didn't put Ohio State in the ground the way they were supposed to, and so Ohio State survived and won a championship. So I would never underestimate any team walking into a championship. They got there. There's a reason why. And if Ohio State comes in light against Notre Dame thinking we got this, that could get crazy. And that'll make the game even tighter. So I don't know. I still like Ohio State in this game. But, I mean, Notre Dame belongs there. They've earned it. They had to win three games to get there, right? Three games to get there. Yeah. So, yep. And so I look at it and I'm like, let's see how this thing plays out. It's going to be fun. I hope folks are having parties and it's got that Super Bowl feel for everybody.
It gets interesting that these two teams are quarterbacked by guys who have been there for a year.
I think that's interesting, too.
I don't know if it's good or bad. It's the way it is now. But, you know, Leonard coming from Duke and Howard from Kansas State. And the other thing that's kind of, I think, intriguing about it, all right, you came from Duke. That's not a football power. You came from Kansas State. It's not a football power. They're D1 schools, but, you know, they're nobody's idea of Ohio State, Alabama, you know, Michigan. And they both step into a great situation and both do extremely well. And I wonder what that means moving forward in college football. You know, look at Texas. Texas got Ewers back from Ohio State, but then Arch Manning sat there for a couple of years, and he should be the starter next year as Ewers goes to the draft. But are teams going to try to develop their own quarterbacks, or are they just going to cherry pick a guy, you know, after 3 years and bring in a guy for a year?
Yeah, I mean, get
which
ready.
Is possible. Apparently, yeah. Howard got like $1 million, yeah. You know. So,
The Mid-American Conference might be the conference of training quarterbacks.
Might be, yeah. You know, everything other than the upper echelon, Andy, might be AAA for quarterbacks, and then your last year or two, you go and you cash in.
The beauty of it is that guys want to go play in the Mid-American Conference because now they know they'll have the opportunity to start when they're younger. I still wonder what this is going to look like.
And offenses are pretty good. You know, the style of offense lends itself to maybe transferring to a bigger program.
Yeah, as they go away from this NIL into the payroll system, I wonder how that's going to affect things. But I do think that the road for high school students high school athletes got really, really tough over the last 2 years, and it's going to get even tougher. Let's talk a little bit more about this game coming up, and I also want some thoughts on the NFL when we return. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092.